Lord.
Hallelujah.
Of course, we all do know it's a privilege we can be standing here. Time is getting darker and darker, just reading the newspapers. So every time we can still gather here freely, it's a privilege, isn't it?
Yes.
Praise God. And listening to what is being said here in the last 5 minutes, of course. You know, one thing is we have to realize that whatever you do, we do worship.
Yeah.
Whatever we do in our lives, we are declaring we belong to somebody and something. Mm-hmm. We can't avoid it. You know, people are celebrating different feasts and Christmas and this and that. And whether they realize it or not, they are declaring, at least in the spiritual world, that this is what I belong to. And as you do in natural, you are invoking spirits. You know, you are getting yourself under a covering. And step number one for us is when you get the revelation that particular things are spiritual, not only natural, you stop doing it in a natural, isn't it? So one of the things we did many years back, many of us here, I suppose, is we have stopped celebrating Christmas and Easter and all these things. And I won't even go in details to tell you what we do in Easter or for Easter in the Czech Republic, because it is disgusting. But in a short version, the whole thing is very perverse. Let's put it this way. It's very symbolic. Every single thing is symbolic. Amen. But we don't finish with step number one, which is that we stop celebrating Christmas. The problem is we leave Egypt, but Egypt is still in us. You know, we sometimes fool ourselves by believing that when we don't celebrate, let's say Easter, let's talk about Easter for a moment, that this is it. The problem is it's symbolic and it's still in our minds. We don't do the natural Easter, but it's still running through our minds. And unfortunately, we are still submitting to the same spirits.
Jesus.
It is still the same ideas, still the same Talmud, still the same Babylon, still the same thoughts. And in the spirit, we are submitting ourselves to these spirits. And then when we want to rise up in the spirit, we have no power, no energy. We have no ability to smite spirits because they say that we belong to them. Because of the things that are running through our minds, because of the things that are running through our computers, because of the things we are reading, the things we are talking about, the things we are thinking about. As a church, as individuals, as well as collectively. And, you know, the devil is trying to get hold of our mind. Because he knows that if God gets hold of our mind, he's toast. And not only individually, but collectively. You know, the problem is, we stop sometimes doing the natural things. But we don't start doing the spiritual.
Amen.
God has called us to be body. God has called us to be body of Christ. God has called us to be walking in a way that we would represent God Himself here. You know, we need to realize who we really are and who we ought to be. We are called to be the sons of God.
Amen.
We are the same nature as God Elohim is.
Amen.
If you went to Bible, we would see that we are the same kind as God. We are the same nature. We are the only creation which is able to receive the seed of Christ and bring forth. We are the only creation that is able to take the Word of God and bring forth God, the nature of God. We are the only creation which is able to, you know, to dress the nature of God. The problem is we are fooling around. We are not realizing the calling. We are not realizing where we should be as body. There are so many gifts, brethren, in our midst, which are not utilized. And we need one another. God did something. He did not choose a single man that he would give it to him all.
That's right.
If you go to Corinthians 14, I believe you all know this. The gifts have been distributed, and I'm not just speaking about speaking in tongues and prophesying, but of course I am as well. Why are we not moving as a body? Why are we not having the power? Why are we not having the experiences and the divine leading of the Holy Ghost? Why are we still not bearing the fruit of the Holy Ghost? John 15 clearly says that if we stick with Him, that's all we need to do, really. There's nothing, there's no abracadabra. You know what I mean? But we need to stick with Jesus. And actually, for me, it's like a mirror. Lord, if there's no patience, if there's no long-suffering, if there's no kindness, if there's no love, if there's no... Lord, how is my abiding with You? Because He says if we stay with Him, it will automatically come. And you know, I believe that our problem is that we are still so much in Babylon. We are still so much celebrating Christmas and Easter without even realizing it, because we are not doing it naturally. But in our mind, we are still so much like the world. We are still so much like the religion. At least, that's my understanding. Because I do believe, and I don't know what your aspiration is, I do believe the calling is that there is a body of Christ. Yeah. I do believe there is this group, and we have a lot of names. We have Manchot, and we have 144,000. And, you know, I believe in a certain divine way the church is supposed to move. Number one, there should be energy. There should be power.
Yes.
We are tired. We are tired spiritually. We are tired physically. We are tired emotionally. You know, and I'm guilty too. I find it and I said, God, help us to overcome when the devil is making us tired, that we are not even able to hear what You are able to say, what You want to say. You know, so first, number one, I want to come to fellowship and we have energy. And you have energy, I have energy. I look at you and you encourage me by seeing the energy in you. And I encourage you by having the energy for you.
Yes.
And we together encourage one another. And 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. Because one can put to fly 1,000 and 2 10,000. It doesn't add up. It multiplies. And this is what we need to do. But if I come and I have no energy, I'm vegetable, spiritually speaking, you know, and you're vegetable, then unfortunately we are dragging each other down. Isn't it so? And somebody here from the pulpit can be trying his best to steer us up. But it doesn't work, because that's not what God intended. So, number one, we need to repent and say, God, how come I have no spiritual energy? What is the source of my life? Where am I spending my time? What am I doing in my mind? Where is the thing? And the second thing is, not only we have energy, but we have different gifts. We need to give space to gifts. We need to give space. But we need to step aside if we don't have the particular gift, as you know, as well. We need to pray for one another. Because we need one another. I need somebody who will rise up and bring a song which is of God, and somebody else who will bring a prophecy, and somebody who will speak in tongues, and somebody who will interpret, and somebody who will come and speak the word of God, and when he knows it's over, he will sit down. It's still our aspiration, isn't it? I still believe it. But it's not going to happen if we keep celebrating Easter. But I'm not speaking natural Easter. I'm speaking the way we play and we do things in our mind. You know? Because if you spend time with the Word of God in the proper way, in the right manner, you'll be so excited, you will just not be able to help yourself. You'll be full of energy. Everything you say, you know, it will be overflowing, because that's what God promised. That the water, that living water will be flowing out of us. We open our mouth and we'll be prophetic. There'll be healing in our words. Amen?
Amen.
God has called us to a divine church, the divine way how we should move. But we need to expect it, brethren. Sorry, the greeting is a little longer. We need to expect it. We need to be ready for it. You know, and we told the parents, some parents came and said, well, our children don't know how to behave at a meeting. Well, how should we, you know, I said, wait. It's too late. At a meeting, you only either reap the good or suffer the bad. At home is where you do this job.
Amen.
You need to prepare at home. You need to train at home. You need to set up your little church at home. You need to teach the children at home. Amen. And then in the church, you only get the fruit, whether good or bad. The same thing is with us. You know, you come to a meeting and you realize, oh Lord, I'm empty. Well, there's not much you can do about it, just to pray and repent. Where you need to get it is at home. At home we need to get the energy. You know, when you go to church, you should not be coming empty-handed. It was abomination to come to the temple empty-handed. Are you expecting, when you're coming to fellowship, to meeting, that God is going to use you? Are you praying for somebody? Are you saying, God, I am not coming to theater to be just observing. I'm coming as a valid member of God, a member of body of God. God, give me life that I bring my portion.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bring me life that I bring my portion. Lord, I want to do my homework. I want to repent. I want to pray. I want to get the fire and join my fire with the fire of a brother.
Amen.
That we can flow together.
Praise God.
And then the blood of God, the Spirit of God can flow and touch and use different things. And it's like pipes, like instruments.
Amen.
And we work together.
Hallelujah.
And things are happening. We are too much afraid. We are too much control. We are too much, you know what I mean?
In charge.
Too much in charge in a way, and too much of looking about what is happening with the Muslims and these things. We should be putting these things. They should be reading about us and being worried.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So I'm still anticipating, I'm still believing, I'm still understanding that this is what we ought to be. Sons of God. We didn't lower the bar, did we? So why don't we stop celebrating Christmas? Why don't we stop celebrating Easter? And not only naturally, but in the way we deal with our minds. The way we are bowing down to these idols. The way we are still, you know, down there. Busy earning money for things that will not satisfy us. Busy. And so I would like to greet you. I would like to greet you and greet me and greet all of us by suggesting we would rise the bar higher.
Amen.
By suggesting that there used to be time, and there was a time where individuals were mighty men of God, and we are thankful for that, but we are still waiting for a time that we will work and walk as a body of Christ.
Amen.
And when we gather, it'll be an explosion.
Amen.
But we have to do our homework, brethren. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we do thank you very much.
Amen.
That you haven't given up on us, that you are encouraging us to move on. My God, I pray that you would come with your Holy Ghost and visit our homes. You would visit our minds, my God. And that you would help us to dig deeper.
Amen.
That you would help us, Lord, to be disclosing all these things that run through our minds. that are happening behind the doors of our homes as well as our minds, as our minds. My God, the things we are talking about. My Lord, I pray that you would deliver your people.
Amen.
Deliver us, Lord, where we are so too low. My God, I pray that the fire would come.
Amen.
And that in our midst people would rise up.
Amen.
And they would decide to declare purity, to declare commitment, to declare, Lord, that we are not going to serve Baal.
Amen.
But we are going to serve you, O Lord.
Yes.
My God, we see thousands of people willing to fight for Muslims. They are willing to lay down their lives because they believe something. God, wake up your people.
Amen.
That we start believing. That we will catch the vision. And we will be willing to sacrifice and lay down this worldly lifestyle.
Yes,
in the midst of a church. My God, I pray that you would raise your people.
Amen.
We call upon your name, O God, deliver us, forgive us. Empower us, O Lord. God, forgive us when it comes to commitment, that we are so much unwilling and unable to sacrifice. And Lord, we are aware that without sacrifice there is no life, there is no fire in us. God, teach us to sacrifice.
Amen.
Teach us, Lord, to choose right.
Amen.
Give us the understanding of the necessity to choose on daily basis,
Amen.
On hourly basis. God, even tonight, help us to choose right.
Amen.
That we would have life and energy. Help us and teach us to sacrifice properly. In the name of Yeshua we pray.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.